We continue on with our Jefferson West locker room chat here this week on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tamman with you. Boys basketball coach Joe Smith is joining us, as he does each and every week. Coach, an early start here this season, two games in, a 1-1 record, but you get that first league win Tuesday night against Royal Valley. We'll talk about that in a little bit against the Panthers, but a loss to Silver Lake Friday, win against the Panthers on Tuesday. How do we assess this 1-1 start?
Silver Lake, came into the game, like I told you last week, not really, first game, not really knowing, you know, what to expect, and without being able to watch film and kind of see, you know, what they do and who they play. But I honestly thought that we came out and we played a really, really good game. But defensively, we were locked in where we were supposed to be. Offense looked really good. We gave up, I want to say that first game, 16 offensive rebounds, in which I think they got 12 points off of those. So, you know, to lose by 11 and, you know, have that being one of the, you know, glaring areas of, you know, something for us to improve on. But we, you know, kind of tried to clean it up a little bit at practice. Came in ready to go on Tuesday against Royal Valley.
Majority of the roster, of course, still the same from a year ago. Who's a player or two that's kind of jumped out at you and has maybe played well here in the first couple of games?
I won't say, obviously, you know, like I told you before, we go as Connor Rich and Gage Galley go. And, they are doing what we're expecting of them to do. So I think, you know, first game, Gage had 17 and 10, I believe. Connor had, didn't really score it a lot, but he had 9 assists. So, like I said, we go as they go. But a big surprise for us this year has been sophomore Cooper Watkins. He's, he's come on strong and he's playing really well. He's shooting it well. And, you know, he was on varsity last year as a freshman and didn't, you know, really get, you know, a lot of opportunities. But like I told you before, you know, kind of preaching for guys to get in the gym, you know, he really worked his tail off and it's really, you know, paying off for him. So I'm happy to see it.
Well, let's dive into that Royal Valley game on Tuesday night a little bit more. Again, that final 60-48, you guys really had controlled, you know, the first three quarters of play, had a nice big lead going into that fourth, but the Panthers didn't go away, came back, made it a little bit more interesting down the stretch. A dub is a dub, no doubt about it. But how do you assess that game Tuesday night? For sure it's a win, but how do you assess it kind of overall?
Like you said, we, you know, came out and, you know, guys were, challenged us a little bit. We didn't have a great practice on Monday. And, I was a little disappointed in that after, you know, the way that we played on Friday. I thought that we would have, you know, come in locked in and, get ready to prepare for Tuesday. So our practice was not, you know, wasn't good at all. Guys weren't focused. So going into the game, I was kind of interested to see how we would respond to that. And, guys came out and, like I said, we jumped on them early and, you know, played really, really well. And our defense has been really stifling this year. And so we jumped on them early and, you know, had a big lead, going into the fourth. I think we were up 23 and, you know, kind of got out of character a little bit and, you know, let them make some shots with us, you know, making some bonehead plays. And me and my sisters talked after the game. I was a little disappointed that we didn't, you know, close it out the right way, but, you know, we're better, but still, you know, trying to learn how to win. And we've never been in a situation going into the fourth quarter up 23, you know, in the last couple of years. You know, we'd be on the opposite side of that down 23. So, you know, we'll watch some film on that today and, you know, kind of use that as a learning opportunity. And hopefully if we're in that, you know, situation again, we'll be able to close it out and get some of those young guys and JV guys a chance to, you know, get out there and get a little bit of varsity experience as well.
Back at home on Friday, you get Riverside. It'll be the Cyclones' first game in the Big 7. They gave up a fourth-quarter lead in their opener against Troy. Trojans got that win by 4, and then, you know, they go to Donovan West Tuesday, pick up a 9-point win, 57-48. How much can you tell us about the Cyclones and kind of the keys and expectations for this matchup on Friday?
I've gotten film on them. I haven't watched it yet. I'll do that, today and tomorrow to get ready for them. But, you know, just knowing, you know, what I know about them, I know they lost the Duncan kid from last year. And, but they got, I'm pretty sure they have quite a few returners coming back. So, I mean, they didn't lose much. And, they were kind of in a similar situation that we were in last year, you know, just kind of, you know, playing a bunch of young guys and try to find an identity. But one thing you can always, you know, count on, not just for Riverside, but for anybody in the Big 7 is, guys come in and they compete and they play hard. And that Riverside team, you know, no matter how much talent they have or what, you know, their record is. I mean, they always come in and they compete. And I think we got them twice last year, but both games were two-point games, I believe. Like, they both came down to the wire. So, again, not an opponent to overlook. We just have to, you know, continue to stay locked in on what we're doing. And, you know, hopefully we can take care of business on Friday.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us, as he does each and every week. We appreciate the time. Back at home on Friday, taking on Riverside, coming off a win against Royal Valley on Tuesday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck Friday.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the coverage.